Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with David Chubak. How are you, David?
I'm doing great, Robert. Thanks for having me today.
And David is the head of wealth management at Edward Jones. Now, you've held all sorts of leadership roles. You were CEO of Citi Retail Services. You're back with McKinsey. But Edward Jones is, to me, and always has been, a very special organization. And even my mom has a lot of her retirement with you guys because she trusts you, and it's a whole different customer model. Talk about the Edward Jones model and why it's different than any other financial organization.
Well, I think you said it right, Robert. It is special. It is different. And please thank your mother for working alongside us to secure her financial future, which is quite humbling. What really attracted me to Edward Jones is it is a purpose-driven organization. It is all about having a positive and lasting impact on our clients, on our colleagues, and by doing so together to have an impact on the communities and society that we live in. And those aren't words. Those are actions. Those are actions of 19,000 advisors, 19,000 branch office administrators who are serving in local communities, who are out helping Main Street, good old Americans, Canadians, grow their financial well-being to secure their futures and ultimately give back to their communities. And it is a very counter strategy in a world where you're seeing the big brokers going after Wall Street and going after the big high net worth. We're a model that focuses across all segments, has a unique offering to help clients at all stages of life to ultimately lead better lives.
Let's go into that purposeful leadership. Describe what that is and give me an example of what's happening at Edward Jones, what you're doing.
So purposeful leadership first starts with the client, and it starts with understanding the needs of a client and working through their goals, their aspirations, and developing for them a plan. And it's a very personal experience. In a world where wealth management is being shifted towards robos and to technology solutions, we believe that purpose starts by having that human-centered approach, a complete approach to wealth management that really understands where an individual and their family wants to aspire to and what purpose they have. And that personal connection between our branch teams and between our clients really manifests into a higher degree of calling for wealth management. And then, yes, it infuses in it all the capabilities, the products, the technologies that help do the job better and more, in a more sophisticated way. But it starts by understanding purpose and building that trust-based connection that lasts for years and years.
And I sense, David, that that's what drew you there. You wanted something purpose-driven, and then you found it. What were your influences on your leadership style?
Well, absolutely, Robert. And the sense of purpose certainly has been a driving force in my career, but it really did get me so excited when I met the leadership team at Edward Jones. Because again, for them, it's not just words, it's translated in action. Look, for me, I grew up in very humble beginnings. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York with my grandmother, grandfather, my great-grandmother. We all lived in a house together. And, you know, for them, they came in as immigrants to the country with nothing on their backs. And frankly, we're given a chance to live the American dream. And that's been the influence for me, has been the opportunity to give back to a country that allowed our family to grow, to flourish, and to a position where I get to, in a blessed and humble way, deliver back an impact to the broader country. Like, that to me is just such an incredible reality. That to me is my purpose.
Was there a conversation you ever had, maybe with your grandfather, grandmother, father, mother, that really shaped that?
I'd say it was actually an experience with my grandmother. My grandmother, when she came over, both her and my grandfather, she was from Poland, and my grandfather, in a bit of a poignant reminder today, is from the Ukraine. And they each spoke six languages. English was not one of them. But my grandmother, who was quicker to learn English, was able to get a job at a local bank in Brooklyn where she was a bank greeter. What that meant is she literally would hold the door open. She'd see someone who a day or a few days earlier had literally gotten off the boat at Ellis Island, would come in. She'd speak one of the many languages that they'd speak. and she would help them set up their first account and be able to set up their financial future to take care of their families going forward. And getting to watch her in action was just an incredible experience. We'd walk around the town and people would run up to her and I wouldn't know what they were saying because sadly, I only spoke English growing up. My grandparents would never teach me those languages so they can talk behind my back and not let me hear exactly what they were saying. But she'd get down a block and someone would run up to her and you can see in the emotion, the impact that her just opening a door and helping them get their financials started had on them personally. And her interconnection to the community has lasted with me to the day. And I haven't been able to achieve that in my career. I still aspire to.
What was your grandmother's name?
My grandmother's name was Ida Chubak.
There you go. So now how about on the other side of it, have you ever mentored people? Because that was obviously a huge inspiration you got from your grandmother and grandfather and what they did.
Look, I've always believed in paying it forward, and I've been blessed not just to have family mentors, but in my career from McKinsey and through Citi and now even at Edward Jones, I've been very fortunate to have people who mentored me in the way of not just helping me grow, but really beat me up and put me through the car wash to help me be better and offered the feedback along the way. And I think I've learned just as much with the opportunities I've had in recent years to mentor the next generations of talent coming through. And there are some great people at Citi and some of our partners over the last few years whose careers I am watching with awe. And I'd like to say I had a tiny, small little piece of influence in their development. But I think mentorship is a two-way street, and you take as much as you give.
One more question on that. Is there any secret sauce to effective mentorship on both sides of the table?
One is to be a provocative truth teller. And by that, I mean sometimes mentees want the feedback, but the mentors feel like their job is to be a positive influence and a cheerleader. I'll tell you, the best mentors I've had in life are the ones that will leave a meeting and say, David, you could have done better, and here's how. And the here's how, I think, is the part of mentorship that is sometimes missed. There's ideas of being supporters and proponents and advocates in career, and those are really important. And I talked to a number of my mentees, in particular women that I've worked with, who are looking for advocates to help build their careers. I always tell them, find advocates, but don't lose the side of mentorship, where you will have someone who will be there and watching you and be a truth teller notoriously to you. That plus advocacy is, I think, the secret sauce to being able to build future careers.
And I think with women and Penny there, DEI is alive and driving forward at Edward Jones.
It is incredible to see the passion and the impacts that the team at Edward Jones has around DEI. And it has a number of facets. It starts around focusing on improving financial outcomes. It focuses on health outcomes. And it also focuses on broadening inclusion. And again, I look at the initiatives that are happening across local communities, 3,000 local communities across the continent in the U.S. and Canada. And again, it's tangible impacts that are happening locally and now nationally. I had a chance to watch Penny in action at the Catalyst Conference in New York, which focuses on enabling and growing women in their careers. And it was just incredible to see the reception of the work that she and the entire leadership team at Edward Jones have been doing.
So, David, as you look across the country, we deal with CEOs all the time, and CEOs now are understanding their fiduciary responsibility to build a culture and to help talent grow. What can CEOs do to help their teams be more successful in uncertain financial times?
Well, Robert, I think that's a really great question, and it's an area I'd argue that companies and company leaders are not thinking about as much as they should across all segments of their population. In this age of anxiety we're facing right now, we're seeing such a I'll call it acumen gap for early families, for less sophisticated investors who are not really focusing on building for the future, are not saving for the future. And if you look at the savings gap and the retirement gap for huge segments of our population, it's growing wider. And frankly, it's impacting populations like minorities, like women, even more so. And I'd say CEOs have to do three things. First, they got to go out and listen. They got to understand what is holding back some of their employees from starting the path of building for their financial well-being. The second is they've got to be able to put in place policies and practices that will ultimately help them get on the path. And it's not just about the 401k anymore. It's about ensuring you have financial advice, wellness, broad array of tools and financial services. And third, they've got to get out and help teach their employees that this isn't a one-time thing. It's not open enrollment. This is every day. You've got to be thinking about this as part of your well-being, and that they should find trusted advice, a trusted advisor who can help them in their journey.
Okay, this is Robert Grisa on the CEO Show. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we are going to find out things like what's going on with inflation and how do you drive success in financial services with so much volatility. Back in a few.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Robert Breese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with David Chubak, who is the leader of wealth management at Edward Jones. And we heard about Edward Jones, the great company, the focus on customers, DEI, what they're doing. But now I want to ask you, you've been involved in financial services for a long time, from when even when you started at McKinsey through Citi. It's a volatile time now. It's really tough. There's a pandemic. There's geopolitical, unbelievable challenges with Russia, Ukraine. Just talk about how do you succeed in financial services in times of uncertainty?
So I'd say, look, the reality of financial services is it's a cyclical business, and the times when you really need strong financial services to shine are exactly moments like this. I'd say one of the biggest trends we're seeing right now is we're living in an age of anxiety. And this anxiety is not just on people who have less financial means. The anxiety permeates every segment of society. In fact, I'd say in this world we're in today, sometimes the more well-to-do segments of the population financially are actually facing some of the largest anxieties in how to deal with the realities of sociopolitical, now war, market volatility, but not just one, it's the combination of all that. Plus in a health pandemic where there's still lots of unanswered questions that are impacting not just people and their careers, but families and kids at school. And when I tell you why this moment is so important is I think this is exactly when strong financial services companies that are focused on protecting and growing the financial well-being of investors and people is so important. It's why I think it's a moment for Edward Jones, which is all about the long-term investor, and it's all about the human connection. And I always say, Robert, that people often don't think they need advice until they need advice. And I can tell you, we're in a time period right now where I don't know anyone who doesn't need good advice. And Edward Jones advisors across the continent right now are out helping their clients think through the today, but also adjusting and planning for the future. And that's exactly what good financial services companies are supposed to do at moments like these.
When we're talking moments like these, there's a little thing called inflation, 40-year high. What's your take on how that will impact investments and the economy?
So I'd say, Robert, in some ways that we are seeing inflation shouldn't be too surprising. I mean, coming off the pandemic, the emergency responses, the stimulus efforts, the PPP programs were in some ways really incredible in that they were able to get so much liquidity into a market at a time where it needed it most. And put aside whether it was executed flawlessly or not, the reality is that burst of liquidity really did get the country and perhaps the world through the early stage of the pandemic far better than I think anyone ever imagined. But, of course, there's always consequences for that action. And the reality is Americans right now are sitting in their bank accounts with more deposits than they have in recent years. And the savings rate is up, and that's a good thing. And with that comes the reality that individuals are starting to think of careers differently, which is also a good thing. But you put all those factors together with now the reality of war, the reality of supply chain disruptions from labor disruptions, and the fact that we are seeing inflation isn't too shocking. Now, what to do about it is a great question. And on that, again, I think the aspect of thinking through long-term and investing through the long-term is important. And the reality is people need to be adjusting their day-to-day finances. I can tell you, seeing a gas pump close to my hometown at $4.25 a gallon is going to require many people to think of how they spend money differently. Seeing the food bill increasing on basic fundamentals and basic essentials is leading people to have to adjust their discretionaries. But what that also means is people have to think about how they're going to continue through these adjusted price increases to still save their nest eggs for the future, to still be able to ensure they're setting aside a world where we may see more volatility persist. I'm hoping and I'm confident we're not going to see inflation like the 1970s, 80s, where we're going to see, you know, double-digit mortgage rates and interest rates coming back again. But the idea of seeing more normalized and creeping up prices in every day is a reality that everyone needs to be adjusting their financial plans for, not for another month or two, but likely for years to come.
Okay, let's shift to personal side. So you're the only guy I've ever interviewed who flew a plane and convinced his wife to be on it, and then you also ran a marathon with your dad, and you've four great kids, I know. So talk about the personal side of you.
The personal side of me likes to hustle a bit and likes to take on some weird and tough challenges that you kind of think, why would you do it? I got to say, convincing my wife to get in a plane I was piloting was one of the maybe silliest and, in retrospect, not smartest decisions in my life. I can say that I always like to say takeoffs equal landings, and in this case, the good news is we landed, and we've been married for 18 years, so the traumatic experience at least had some better days after. I'd say running the marathon, I've actually done it a few times with my dad, has been just a pleasure. It's an homage to where we grew up in New York. We get to run by our old home in Brooklyn, all the way across New York and the Bronx and Queens, places we've lived throughout our lives. So it's just a great moment to celebrate our upbringing and the parts of the world that have helped give us so much. But look, I always like to say I'm a blessed man. I come from a family that started with literally nothing but clothes and hopes. And I get the fortune of raising four kids in a great city and working at an incredible firm. I mean, what a blessing.
Final question. You manage thousands of people. You could share what the number is in wealth management. What is your philosophy to help them succeed? And how do you know when you have someone that that person is going to be really successful?
So I've had the privilege in my career of you know, managing organizations with tens of thousands of people all the way down to organizations of six and seven people. And I can tell you my philosophy has always been the same, and my approach to talent and leadership has always been the same. And that is, I'm a big believer that you've got to stay humble, but you've got to hustle really hard. And what I mean by that is all of us are products of a little bit of good luck and the reality of where we were born or some situations in life. And you got to be grateful for it. You got to be thankful for those that have paved the way to whatever luck and opportunity you have in life. But I believe that the corollary of that is if you've been given an opportunity to have an impact at scale, like I feel blessed to at Edward Jones with 19,000 advisors and $1.8 trillion of assets under care. I mean, when you have that scale, you got to hustle. You got to bring your game to ensure that you make a positive impact. You leave a lasting impact, not just on the people you work with, but the clients you serve and the communities they live in. And by bringing those two pieces together, knowing from where you came and working hard to build that future, you have just the best fortune in life. That's what I look for in teams, whether they're big, small, anything in between. I look for people who are able to be grounded, have humility, but are ready to come to work each day with that sense of purpose and pride to deliver.
So there we have it with David Chuback from Edward Jones. And what we've heard is hustle, but be humble. But more so, when you want to mentor people, think about this. It's great to be positive and tell them, but perhaps even more valuable is right after meeting to say, you know what? You could do better next time, and here's how. Remember those words? Here's how as a mentor. Great having you as a guest on the CEO Show.
Thanks for having me, Robert. Appreciate it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Lisa Ingram. How are you, Lisa?
I'm doing great, Robert. How are you?
Terrific, and glad to be with you because Lisa has a unique position in the history of America. She is the president, CEO, and chair of the board of White Castle Systems. So, as many of you know, White Castle was founded 101 years ago and was the first hamburger franchise in America, probably in the world. And as a matter of fact, was the founder of the slider, which we'll hear that story later on. We'll hear what she's doing in DEI as well. Very exciting stuff. You know, this is your fourth generation leader of White Castle. What does the company mean to you?
I'm so honored to be the leader of White Castle. When you think about family businesses, for them to get to fourth generation is very, very challenging. I think only 3 or 4% of family businesses make it to fourth generation. And so to be the first woman and to be a fourth generation family member of an iconic American brand that your great grandfather started is really a wonderful story, and it's a wonderful place for me to leave a legacy on a little piece of pop culture.
So right now, it's about 360 restaurants, and what's interesting is you've decided, when we're talking about how you built the brand, you've never gone public, and you've never franchised. Talk about that.
My great-grandfather was a loving control freak. He wanted to make sure that the interaction that he had with the team members and with the customers was very personal and very face-to-face. And so throughout the generations, that has been continued because we believe that that's a wonderful way for us to keep the connection with our team members and to keep making memorable moments for our customers. So we do not franchise, and we're very vertically integrated. So we have many manufacturing plants that make our own buns, that go on the sliders, and beef patties that we make. We also have retail plants that make all of our retail product, which I'm sure that we'll talk about a little bit later. But we've always believed that having that direct interaction with the customers and with our team members was critically important to our success. And we're really happy with that business model and continue to find great success.
And when you're vertically integrated, I'm guessing that helped you with this whole supply chain challenge that everyone's having.
Yeah, certainly we see increases in raw material costs, but it does help that we know where we can get our buns and our meat patties to make those one-of-a-kind sliders. So we're very fortunate in that respect. And our manufacturing, my great-grandfather actually got us into manufacturing, and it's been a wonderful addition to our company and continues to be a tremendous asset to our brand.
Let's ask the question that everyone wants to know. So you were actually the first slider, and now sliders are everywhere. But you're even like right now you're wearing a Slider Queen shirt. There you go. What was the secret with how Billy Ingram, your great-grandfather, how did he come up with the concept of the slider? I think everyone wants to know that.
My great-grandfather was an insurance salesman in Wichita, Kansas, and at the ripe old age of 41, he decided to quit his job and begin his wild experiment, as his friends called it, in the restaurant business. He had found this product, hamburger, and he thought it tasted really good and was a great, nutritious product that everybody should be able to afford. So he took the hamburger, rolled it into a little ball, and smashed it into some onions. And that was the first slider. And he wanted to sell it for 5 cents because he wanted everybody to be able to afford it. And he opened a little, what they called at the time, shack. And it had stainless steel grill, enough for a couple of people to sit at the counter so they could see how he was cooking it. It went off really well. He was able to pay the money back in less than 90 days. And continued to expand the brand throughout the Midwest and the East Coast in the 20s and 30s.
You started, I think it was like 1995 or 97 when you started at White Castle. I think your dad might have been CEO. But you started in marketing.
I did.
What have you learned from that helped you build this whole brand?
Understanding from a marketer's perspective why your customers engage with you is really, really important. And so beginning my career in marketing and getting to interact with customers and seeing all the customer data on how they feel about the brand and what they love about the brand and what things they don't like about the brand really helps from a perspective as you continue to move up the ladder to always keep that in mind, to always understand that the customer is critically important, that we make sure that we're meeting their needs today and hopefully in the future. And as we continue to evolve, as generations of customers have continued to patron, White Castle, we've had to adapt our marketing and our innovation and our products and our packaging and all sorts of stuff to make sure that we continue to be relevant to each subsequent generation, which is really fun. It's an exciting challenge, and it's one that I think that we've done a really good job at.
What's something that surprised you from when you were saying what customers love, what they don't love? What did you find out that growing up in the business, you said, huh, that's interesting, and that made you make some type of change?
I think it's interesting how much customers associate these wonderful, memorable moments with our product. So whether it's coming in for lunch or a meal with your grandparents or your parents because that's a restaurant that they love to go to, or it's a late night experience that you get to experience maybe with some buddies after a night out. All of those different types of experiences resonate with our customers in a way that we call memorable moments, and they all revolve around the slider and the uniqueness of that product and the way that it makes the customers feel when they're eating a product that makes them warm and happy with their friends and family. And so continuing to keep that center focus and not change that, but adapt the brand to the different trends that are going on, I think is really, really interesting for an 100-year-old brand.
So when you talk about trends, it was obviously a big advance to go into the supermarkets. What was the thinking behind that?
That's a great story as well. So my father would go out and visit every castle every year. And when he was on the visits with our team members, he would go out and talk to customers. And he noticed that many customers would order, let's say, 20 or 30 sliders at one time. And they wanted four for here, but then they wanted the rest wrapped, which is not something that is in our traditional operations. But each team member would wrap the each slider individually and put it in our box. And when he asked the customers about what they were doing with the sliders, and this was back in the 80s, the customer said that they took the sliders home, they put them in their freezer, and they had purchased this new thing called a microwave oven. And if you take it out of the freezer and put it into the microwave oven for 20 seconds and heat it up, it's really good. And so from there, we ended up doing this a lot. And from there, he said, you know, we should be able to give customers products that they can take home with them and that they can have in their freezer. And so how do we do that in the best way? And so he went out and talked to a lot of different grocery stores. And honestly, they told him he was crazy that customers did not want to buy restaurant products in grocery store aisles. And so we, fortunately, he didn't really listen to them. And we figured out a way to have a small factory that would make the burgers. And we sold them to a retailer. And that was about 35 years ago. And now that business is 20 to 25% of our overall sales. It is nationwide. So even though we only have 360 Castle locations, we are in most major grocery stores across the United States.
I've heard that you have something called the Cravers Hall of Fame. Describe what that is.
So this is one of the things that I love about our brand is we always are looking for ways to honor our customers. And so the Cravers Hall of Fame is an opportunity for our customers each year to submit their stories about why they love White Castle. And every year we get a couple hundred submitted for consideration. We pick usually about 10. And we've had some famous Cravers in there. So Alice Cooper is in our Cravers Hall of Fame, the Smithereens, the Beastie Boys, Stan Lee. But we also have lots of stories of everyday people that just love White Castle.
When you talk about innovation, you've about 1 minute until a commercial break. Talk about, it's called Flippy the Robot, right? That's like a pretty cool innovation.
It's very cool. You know, like many businesses, finding team members is can be challenging, especially right now with the labor market the way it is. And so we continue to look for ways to make the jobs for our team members as efficient as possible. And our look into innovation has many different facets. And so it might be developing a team member app that our team members can use to easily get their schedules. It may be upgrading equipment. So we changed out all of our grills several years ago to make those more efficient and easier for our team members. So Flippy was an opportunity for us to take a position where a team member works the fryer. Sometimes in Suncastles, we need two team members to work that because we have a lot of different products that go through our fryers, more than many other QSRs. Having a robot that can manage that station allows us to redeploy those team members into other areas of the castle and to other customer-facing interactions where they can create memorable moments.
We're about to take a commercial break with Lisa Ingram. When we come back, we're going to talk about building a great culture and how you do.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Lisa Ingram, who is the fourth generation leader as chair of the board, president, and CEO of White Castle Systems. Still a family-run company, no franchises, they control everything because they really care about the customers. So you have this culture, you've about 10,000 employees, and it seems people work for generations and generations. Like, that's what all CEOs I speak with every day, they want this great culture. What's the secret of how you do it?
If you were to ask our team members why they stay at White Castle for 10, 20, 30, even 40 years, many of them will say because it feels like a family. And they're not necessarily talking about me or the family that owns White Castle. They're talking about the family atmosphere that is created in their castle or in their plant or in their department in the home office. And we really try to make sure that we are empowering leaders, that we are giving leaders the opportunity to make great choices with their team members in terms of flexibility, in terms of benefits, all of those types of things, so that we can create a great, fun atmosphere that our team members really love. Some of the stats that I would share is, our general managers have an average tenure of 20 years, which is really, really a wonderful stat. And out of our 450 restaurant leadership positions, so that's a general manager and up, 442 of them started behind the counter and worked their way up. And so, again, we're able to give a lot of people a great opportunity to advance within our company and or give them a great opportunity to stay with our company for many years and become an integral part of who we are.
Do you have any unique practices? Like, for example, I know you have a slide, you know, because you're the slider queen in there, but any unique practices that you use to build that family feel that maybe some other corporate CEO I speak with might say, wow, I would love to be able to do something like that?
I think a lot of our success is due to the fact that we don't franchise. So we know we have all of our stores are company owned. I go out and visit every single region every year. My father used to go visit every single castle. And that helps create that connection to the team members, that they know the family that owns the company and that we care about each and every one of them out in the castles. I think that something else that we try to do is we try to make sure there's a lot of cross-pollination. So May is National Hamburger Month, and in May we have all of our team members who work in the home office, which is what we call our corporate office. We have them go out and work in a castle or a plant. It allows a lot of good interaction between our team. It allows the people in the corporate office to be on the front lines, which we think is really, really important. And it's a great opportunity for us to get some communication and some great memorable moments for our team members to have together.
When you came in as CEO, you've been involved with the company for years. How did you share the vision that you had? You had 10,000 people. What's your insight on how you actually do that? Because it's a big company. You've 360 castles. That's all over the place.
We have a great team that's very focused on making sure that we're aligned around our values. And when you align around values and you hire people for those values, you have a lot of synergy that allows you to all move in the same direction. Our vision is to feed the souls of Kramer generations everywhere, and our mission is to create memorable moments. And those things allow us to have very clear focus on what's important to us and how we should align our resources, whether that's talent, whether that's capital, and whether that's time, to make sure that we're moving in a direction where we're growing, but we're getting to a point where we are creating memorable moments every day and feeding the souls of former generations.
What was the biggest crisis or challenge that you ever faced that you had to deal with?
Well, certainly over 100 years, you know, we've dealt with a lot of things, whether that's the Great Depression, whether that's world wars, et cetera. The last 2 years has certainly been an interesting challenge for the restaurant industry, as it was severely impacted at the start of the pandemic as people stayed home. And so managing through the constant change of what was going on in each of the different cities and states that we operated in, and building a culture of communication. So how do we communicate with our team members quickly and more often? And how do we to reassure them that we're making decisions to help them and the company survive this challenge? And then how do we celebrate those wins when we do have them to continue to give everybody confidence that we're moving in the right direction and we will be able to survive this pandemic as well? And so that was definitely a challenge that many CEOs, certainly myself included, had never had to face.
Absolutely. And one thing, though, you've done through challenge or not is you've been a huge proponent of having women executives, having diversity there. And some of your numbers are amazing, like 75% of your managers are women. Talk about what you're doing.
As a woman coming into any company, you want to make sure that you're in an environment that celebrates and actively encourages diversity. And certainly in White Castle, we were doing that. But over my tenure, we have continued to focus on this and really believe that it is a tremendous unlock for us. So 75% of our managers are female. 54% of them are ethnically diverse. My executive team is half female and diverse, and as is our board of directors. We recently just got to that stat. So we continue to look at all levels of the organization and want to make sure that we have diversity represented across our organization, so that whether you're ethnically diverse or gender diverse, you're LGBT, you can see somebody in White Castle that looks like you, that is similar to you, that you can aspire to at different levels. I think that's critically important. I do not think that that innovation happens without diversity. And so we're continuing to be very proud of the work that we've done, but we continue to move forward and make sure that we have that at all levels and all areas of the company.
Final question. What was a conversation you had with a family member that really inspired you? And we have a little over 1 minute left.
My father has always been an inspiration to me, and his leadership style is one that really lets you try different things, even if he may not think it's a good idea. And so I remember several times when I would go in and talk to him about an idea, and he just kind of gave me a look like, I think you're a little crazy on this one, but I'm going to go ahead and let you try it, because that is how great ideas and great unlocks happen, is if you have a team that you believe in, that is smart, that is willing to try different things, even if you don't personally think it might work. You could be surprised.
And there you have it. Try new ideas. Be open to new ideas. Lisa, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you for having me.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.